AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. In New York City, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they were involved in a car crash by aggressive paparazzi. The couple's office says they were followed for more than 2 hours by a half dozen vehicles after leaving a charity event in New York. An escaped inmate has been recaptured in Pennsylvania after breaking out of a prison where he had been held on charges of killing four people. Amin Hurst was the second of two inmates apprehended after escaping from a Philadelphia prison earlier this month. He was arrested in West Philadelphia. Democrat Sherelle Parker won a Democratic primary race for mayor in Philadelphia, setting her up as the city's first woman mayor.
Parker emerged from a crowded field of five front-runner Democratic candidates. Her win was a disappointment to progressives who rallied around Helen Jim. She was backed by Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The Philadelphia race serves as a barometer of how residents of some of the nation's largest cities hope to emerge from the pandemic, which heightened concerns about crime, poverty, and inequity. In another Pennsylvania race, voters in Allegheny County, which encompasses Pittsburgh, picked sitting state lawmaker Sarah Inamorato as their Democratic nominee to face the lone Republican contender in November's general election. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden met at the White House with Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
He expressed very much his disappointment at being unable to come to Sydney for the Quad Leaders meeting and address the parliament that had been scheduled for Canberra next week.
The president had to cut back his trip to the region to focus at home on talks to avert a default and raise the nation's debt limit. Most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy will be banned in North Carolina after the state's Republican-controlled legislature successfully overrode the Democratic governor's veto. This is AP News. Kids' reading scores have soared in Deep South states. Mississippi went from being ranked the second worst state in 2013 for fourth grade reading to 21st in 2022. Louisiana and Alabama were among only three states to see modest gains in fourth grade reading during the pandemic. Many states had big declines.
This has been one of the most rewarding years of my career.
Simone Hart is a literacy teacher at Schomburg Elementary School in New Orleans.
The growth I've seen in these children have given me new purpose.
These states have passed laws that emphasize phonics and early screenings for struggling kids. Joshua Lasty is a second grader.
Before we read them, we go over some words we don't know, so when we read the story, we know the words, and we don't have to sound them out.
The aim is to catch problems with reading early. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.